Hello. This Shabbat is Parshat Miketz and also Shabbat Chanukah. And this week's commentary is being written by Professor Benjamin Sommer. What is Chanukah really about? There are several answers to a question like this, since the meaning of a holiday or ritual develops and grows over time. I'd like to point out a fascinating tension between two understandings of Chanukah that becomes clear from examining two popular songs that many of us sing after lighting the Chanukah candles. One is the Hebrew song Miyemalel. The other is the English version of the same song, which we will see differs from the original in striking ways. First, let's take a look at the Hebrew. Many of you know the tune, Miyemalel Gevurot Yisrael Otan Miyemneh. The English reads, Who will describe the mighty deeds of Israel? Who can count them? Hein bechol dor yakum hagibor. See, in every generation a hero arises. Goel ha'am, who saves the nation. Shema bayamim ha'im bazman hazeh. Listen, in those days, in this season, Maccabi Moshia Ufodeh, the Maccabee was a savior, a redeemer. Uvyamenu kolam Israel yitached yakum v'yigael. And in our days, let all the nation Israel unite, rise up, and be saved. Now this is very clearly a modern text. Our great-great-grandparents never imagined singing anything like this. One crucial character in the traditional Chanukah story is missing from it, God. In fact, the opening three words in Hebrew, Miyemalel Gvurot, are borrowed directly from Psalm 103, verse 2, but the fourth word differs. Where the Psalm speaks of God's mighty deeds, our Chanukah song speaks of Israel's. Similarly, the words Goel, Moshiach, and Podeh in Jewish liturgy usually refer to God, but here they refer to Judah Maccabee, a human hero. Israel is redeemed in this song not by waiting for God to act, but through the boldness of a strong Jewish fighter. This song is a Zionist anthem, looking back to the Chanukah story as a blueprint for how, in our days, Israel can save itself. By rising up, Jews will unite as a nation, not just as a religious group. And this nation doesn't consist of scholars and rabbis, tailors and peddlers. It is a group of people who are ready to fight. How different the English language version is. It reads, Who can retell the things that befell us? Who can count them? The mighty deeds of Israel have disappeared in these opening lines, replaced by, Gewalt, the things that befell us. Instead of the Zionist view of Jewish history, this song returns to what the eminent Columbia University historian Sala Whitmire Baron called the lachrymose conception of Jewish history. A history of suffering and scholarship, a history full of tears and Torah. Tears and Torah were exactly what the Hebrew version of the song didn't talk about, but in the English version, they reappear. In every age a hero or sage arose to our aid. Hark, in days of yore, in Israel's ancient land, brave Maccabeus led the faithful band. The hero is still here, and Judah Maccabee is described as brave. But the English version of the song puts him next to a sage, and it mentions his followers' faith as prominently as his own bravery. The combination of faith and action continues into the song's last lines. But now all Israel must as one arise, redeem itself through deed and sacrifice. As in the original song, Israel redeems itself, but not through deeds alone, not by might, not by power. Sacrifice, a term with strong religious overtones, appears as well. Significantly, this traditional-sounding reference caps the song. Religion gets the last word. One tune, similar words, different philosophies entirely. The contrast between these two songs encapsulates a debate between two views, not only of Chanukah, but of Judaism and of Jewish history. What seems like a simple little song, in fact, presents us with a choice. How do we define our own Chanukah, our own Judaism? As a religious Jew, I suppose I ought to gravitate much more to the English version. After all, with its references to faith and sacrifice, it at least hints at God's role in the story. And its prominent mention of a sage reflects a core Jewish value. If you look at the Haftarah that we read in synagogue on the Shabbat of Hanukkah, from the book of Zechariah, you'll see that it subtly makes a point very similar to the English version of the song. But I confess that the English version's retreat from the bold Zionism of the Hebrew original makes me uncomfortable. One of the accomplishments of Zionism and of the State of Israel has been to move us beyond the mournful conception of Jewish history, the view that we are naturally victims, the belief, shared bizarrely by anti-Semites and Jews for centuries, that our enemies can shed our blood without any opposition. In light of all this, the move from the mighty deeds of Israel to the things that befell us is quite jarring. At our house, I feel that we've done the traditional view of Hanukkah justice by singing Ma'oz Tzur, and I make clear my commitment to that view as I say Al Hanisim repeatedly during Hanukkah. That prayer, a special Hanukkah addition to the Amidah or Shmona Esrei prayer and to the Grace After Meals, doesn't even mention Judah Maccabee by name, referring instead to his priestly father, as if to focus our attention on a sage rather than a hero. Two views of Hanukkah, two views of Judaism. In the end, it isn't necessary to choose between them. We can recognize the validity of each. Indeed, singing both versions of the song might be one way of acknowledging that both God and the Jewish people have to act if we are to be redeemed. But for me, it seems that by singing the English version right after the Hebrew, I would be repudiating the Hebrew version. I don't quite agree with the exclusively secular Zionism of that version, but I have to admit that secular Zionists did an extraordinary job of uniting our people and creating a state. In fact, these modern-day Maccabees were even more successful than the ancient ones. So I stick to the Hebrew song most nights of Hanukkah, giving human heroes their due, even as I give God the praise God deserves in Ma'oz Tzur, in Al Hanisim, and in all the other tefillot that I say daily. Which Hanukkahs are yours? Have a Shabbat Shalom and a Chag Orim Sameach.